Welcome to Find the Magic, the podcast that will help you honor yourself, your kids, and your partner.
We'll give you tips and strategies to create peace and authenticity within your family.
We inhale a ridiculous amount of books and life tools and distill the information for you. I'm Terilyn Griffin.
I'm Caitlin Gabriel.
And I'm Felicia Allen. Let's find the magic together. Hey everyone, it's Felicia. I'm here with a magic moment for you. I have recently been reading the book Motherhood by Lisa Marciano, and she is a Jungian analyst, which means she analyzes dreams and stories and myths and archetypes from history and teaches us how we can integrate those stories into our lives. I'm fascinated by this line of psychology, this arm of psychology, if you will, and I have been loving this book, so definitely add it to your list. The whole book is an exploration of motherhood and how we can find ourselves more clearly inside motherhood and how the tests and trials of motherhood expose us in new ways. And I wanted to share a particular story from this book with you today. And that is the tale or the myth of the too good mother, sometimes called the too sweet mother. So one of the stories that plays on this myth is, I believe the title of it is The Sweet Porridge. But basically the gist of it is there's a mother and a little girl who live in a village, and they have a pot that will make them delicious porridge whenever they say start pot. And when the little girl says stop pot, the pot will stop making the porridge. So every morning the little girl says start pot, and it makes porridge enough for them for the day. And when the little girl says stop, it stops. Well, one day the little girl is not home, and the mother decides to make porridge, and she says start pot, and the pot starts, and the porridge fills up the pot, and she cannot remember how to get the pot to stop. And it overflows out of her house and covers the entire city, and she can't get the pot to stop. And in these tales, each character is a part of our psyche. So when we're studying and learning about these myths, we want to remember that the mother is a part of our psyche, and so is this little girl. So when the little girl comes back, the mother says, I can't remember how to make it stop. And the little girl says, stop pot. And the pot stops. So the learning here is that as we give and give and give and give, we actually can suffocate ourselves, our home, suffocate our entire lives with this goodness. We can be too sweet. We can go too far in taking care of others, and it turns out to not be in our benefit. The little girl is the part of our psyche that is free and cares for herself and sees her own needs and knows how to say stop. And I think that a lot of us need this reminder that to be ourselves in motherhood. If you notice there, I didn't say to be a good mother, because what that means is elusive, and the perception of a good mother is so rampant and can be so poisonous to us. We are each individuals, and that's going to look so different for each of us. For some of us, it's going to mean working. For some of us, it's not. For some of us, it's going to be our partners being more of a full-time caregiver. For some of us, it's going to mean our kids going to daycare. It does not matter. And those expectations piled on us can cause us to either fling into apathy because we don't even want to work on what being our best selves inside our lives and inside our mothering would be, because we feel too much guilt, or it can push us into this too good mothering space, too sweet, and not or left without the ability to say stop. I think a lot of us struggle to find the words to say, I'm tired, I can't do anymore. I'm worn out. No, I won't carry you from the car. No, I'm not going to make you something else to eat. No, I'm not going to bring your lunch to school. And, you know, I see a lot of patterns with the parents I talk to and the mothers I interact with that the children are easier for their partner or easier for other caregivers. And there's an element of safety to that, in that our kids do save up a lot of their woes for us because they feel safe. And there's also a little bit of knowing that if I ask dad to get me the water, he'll say, no, go get it yourself, and mom will bring me the water. And it's always worth looking at those triggers. For me, I have a lot of triggers around giving my children a really supported and good childhood. And sometimes when I'm not showing up in these certain ways, I believe that I'm not. And so really the beauty of all of this is that we are our own selves. And when we use that anger, it's a little bit anger. And we have an episode about this, and I will share it. And it's a little bit what Joe Newman was talking about a couple episodes ago about mutual recognition. But when we feel that inside that's saying, no, I do not want to do this. And if I do this, I'm going to be doing it out of guilt or out of resentment. That's the time to say no. That anger is the voice that's telling us it's too much. And we need to differentiate ourselves. We need to set ourselves apart. We need to say stop. We need to tell the little pot to stop making the sweet porridge. And it really is a practice. And we don't want to become callous. We want to be open and supple and empathetic to those we're interacting with. But I think this reminder is really useful for a lot of us who can find ourselves stuck in these cycles of too good mothering. All right, again, the book is Motherhood by Lisa Marciano. We will have a more full review of that coming up in the next month. But I hope you liked this taste, and I hope it helps you find a little magic.
Brown cows.